Headphone listen to an audio version of this post. Could it be that time of year already? Indeed, it's almost time for a new school year, a new group of learners and a chance for a fresh beginning. We want to make the back-to-school season as smooth as possible for you, whether you're a teacher, a professional development leader or a technology admin. Check out these Hapara tips for the best start to the school year. Teachers set up highlights to mirror your classroom. In highlights, you can sort your learners by alphabetical order. But did you know that you can also drag and drop the student tiles in any order you'd like? You may want to order them to match your seating chart. Or you may want to place certain student tiles at the top so you can provide more support day to day to those learners. Begin building positive relationships with learners. The first few weeks of the school year are crucial for classroom management. One way to start building classroom relationships with your learners is to use the message feature in highlights. Choose to send an instant message with a positive note to an individual learner, a group, or the entire class. Some ideas include checking in about how they're feeling, a message about a positive digital citizenship choice, a note about improvement on a skill, a sentence with an emoji about why you're thankful they're in your class this year, an offer to help with an activity online, start giving feedback on activities. You may have some amazing lesson plans ready to go, but if learners make errors along the way and don't receive feedback, they can't improve. Specific feedback explaining an error with steps on how to improve helps learners truly progress. Researcher and author John Hattie also explained, kids welcome feedback much more if it's done privately than they do if it's done publicly. You can easily provide that kind of meaningful feedback directly to learners in teacher dashboard and highlights, without calling them out in class. Star-click on teacher dashboard to check in on learners' Google files and leave feedback. Or view learners' real-time browsing and send a message to a learner with specific feedback. Both tools make it simple to monitor learning, see who's on the right track, and quickly discover who needs more support. Get learners on board with digital citizenship. Highlights offers so much more than just closing learners' browsing tabs. We believe in ethical monitoring and developing your learners' digital citizenship skills. Transition your learners into responsible digital citizens using highlights to provide guided browsing for the class, groups, or individual learners. Give digital citizenship feedback in the moment with the message feature or Snaps Pro V to reason if you do close a learner's tab so they can improve. The more you use highlights for digital citizenship instruction, the more you'll see learners make good choices online. We also recommend that you be transparent with learners about how you'll use highlights to support them. You can also engage in digital citizenship conversations with our Hapara Card Talks. Grab a card and start a dialogue with learners to get them thinking about how they use the internet and devices. Unblock websites yourself in Hapara Filter. If your school has Hapara Filter, and your tech department has allowed this setting, you can unblock certain websites yourself. If a student finds a blocked website suitable for learning, they can send you an unblock request with a quick explanation. Check it out, and then approve it or deny it. If you decide to deny it, include a reason, choose from the ones already listed or add your own. With that clear feedback, the student will understand why the website is not a positive digital citizenship choice. Professional learning leaders key teachers into Hapara Learning Bites. We all know that educators don't have a lot of time but may want to take a deeper dive into Hapara. That's why we now offer Hapara Learning Bites. These are micro-badging courses that only take 1 hour or less to finish. We offer micro-badging courses on Highlights Teacher Dashboard Workspace Student Dashboard. Star educators can register here. https://hapara.com/micro-badging/develop-hapara-experts-at-your-school-site. For educators at your school or in your district who are ready to step up as Hapara experts, we offer our Hapara Champion courses. These online courses are asynchronous, so educators can work on them at their own pace. There is instructor support every step of the way for questions or help, too. It only takes about an hour a day to finish a course. We're excited to now also offer a path for educators to earn graduate credit for the Hapara Champion courses. Graduate credit is earned through Ashland University and is a great way for educators to work toward a degree or administrator credentials. Star educators can register for Champion courses here. https://hapara.com/get-certified/. Star educators can sign up to earn graduate credit here. Ashland University program use Workspace for professional development. Have you used Workspace for PD before? That's right, Workspace is for learners and staff members. Kristen Basaraba's Hippie Palooza presentation is all about using Workspace for professional learning. Her session explores ways to engage adult learners and their colleagues in PD. Star check out Kristen's session. https://hapara.com/hapipalooza/. The Discover tab in Workspace also has a lot of professional learning workspaces that are ready to go and easy for you to modify. Here are a few to get you started. Digital Citizenship Assessment Best Practices Performance-Based Assessment Integrating Problem-Based Learning into Lesson Planning. Tech Administrators Review the New Google Guidelines and Data Protection Measures. Google recently announced new guidelines and data protection measures that affect how you manage which third-party apps users can access with their Google Workspace for Education account. As part of these changes, Google now requires all administrators to review and confirm access settings for third-party apps. You'll need to add Hapara's Marketplace app to your trusted list. If you didn't get an email with the steps on how to do this, reach out to us. Load your data. It's data loading time, but we're here to help in any way you need. For quick access to the steps, we have support articles ready for you. Data loading FAQ manual loading how to sync your data using SIS integrations how to enable Google Classroom sync setup Hapara filter. Ready to set up Hapara filter? We have new videos to show you exactly what to do. The videos cover Configuration Policy Manager Chromebook Deployment Dashboard and Reports Student Wellness Add-on Teacher Portal Add-on Parent Portal Add-on Star Start Watching Hapara Filter Setup Videos Consider Teacher Instruction During Your Hapara Admin Console Setup You'll want to set up Hapara with instruction in mind. If you're not sure what to consider during your Hapara Admin Console Setup, we've got you covered. Star Check Out the Tips Admin Console Instructional Considerations Support Teachers There are a few ways you can support teachers when they have a Hapara question, need some ideas or want to get in touch with our support team. Star check out our tips. Supporting your teachers. Star teachers can join the Hapara community here. https://community.hapara.com Star teachers can search for help topics or start a support ticket here. Hapara support. We hope you have a wonderful start to the school year. Remember, we are always here to support you. Thank you for being a valued part of our community. Learn what to focus on when building a culture of digital citizenship, including conversation starters for learners and educators. Download the free ebook.